Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
Well, it's Christmas Eve, sort of. Even though we've got all the decorations up for our 4 o'clock Christmas Eve service today, this morning is the fourth Sunday of Advent. And before we celebrate Jesus' birth, we need to hear about the one who gave him birth, his mother Mary. So often we think of Mary as this role model in the faith. We see her as a spiritual superstar. Some people even pray to her or call her the mother of God. But Mary is not this perfect, pristine, porcelain figure. She's not just a proud mother beaming down at her newborn son in the manger. Instead, imagine Mary as a young woman, around, say, 13 years old, a middle schooler by today's standards. She's going through puberty. She's also living in the small town of Nazareth, which had around 400 people in it. Which means everybody probably knew everything about everybody else. And at this particular moment, they knew that she had recently been promised to Joseph as his wife. Now, getting married at that age was customary, and this was no marriage based on romance. This was arranged. Her father probably made some kind of deal with Joseph and his family. Now, we don't know why Joseph was picked or what the deal was, but Mary probably didn't know either. All she knew was that her body was changing, and now her whole life was changing. That combination would be a lot for anyone to go through. Walt Wangren Jr., the Christian author and storyteller, describes Mary's life at that moment in this way, in his book, The Book of God, The Bible as a Novel. 6 months after her betrothal to Joseph, in the spring of the year when the rains had passed and the ground was green, Mary sought a little privacy by climbing the slopes above the village. On the crown of the hill, she found a chalky white path and took it, wandering first westward, then south. She removed the veil which she, as a woman betrothed, was required to wear in public. She released her hair from its hood. She allowed the wind of high places to bathe her face, to raise her hair like a long black wing, to blow through her loosened clothing. Suddenly she came to a sheer rocky drop on the southern ridge. She stopped and stared into the great green plain. Then she burst into tears. Mary sat down and gave herself over to sobbing, taking huge whooping breaths and shaking her shoulders. It felt very good to cry, though she hadn't a notion of why she should be crying, except perhaps that she was alone. She had not been truly alone since the betrothal, when every citizen in Nazareth declared her a woman and began to watch her as if she were a girl again. Oh, she felt so sad. Yes, and at the same time happy, excited, not content really, scared. Mary bowed her head, buried her face in her arms, and wept. Now, this is not the image of Mary that typically comes to mind, but it's probably an accurate one. She is a young woman who has absolutely no control over the changes that are going on in her life. She can't control what her body's going through or the arrangements that her father has made for her. She just has to go along for the ride, and she doesn't know what to do. And I imagine you've been there too. Perhaps you've had times where you just wanted to find some quiet place where you could cry to. You've been holding in all of your emotions, trying to be strong for all the people around you, trying to make it seem like you have it all together, but deep down you're really scared. You're scared because your life feels out of control. You're scared because things are changing and you don't like it. You're scared because you don't know what the future holds. You just want to get off this crazy ride. Then it is in that moment for Mary, that moment of fear and panic and frustration, that an angel appears. And the angel says, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." Now, the greeting is nice, but the angel is terrifying. Because angels were not the cute, pudgy little baby-faced cherubs that we see in a bunch of paintings. Angels were messengers from God. And when they appeared, it was scary. So the angel says, "Do not be afraid, Mary." Okay, Mary's afraid of what's going on in her life, and now this terrifying angel shows up. Do not be afraid? Yeah, easier said than done. So the angel goes on. "You have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. And you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Whoa, whoa, whoa. I can imagine Mary saying, "My body's going through puberty, I'm about to get married, I'm seeing a vision of an angel, and now you're telling me I'm going to be pregnant. And to top it all off, my son will be the Son of the Most High." That's a lot to take in. In Scripture, Mary just says the more toned-down version of, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" Now, of course, by this time, Mary knows how babies are made, so that's not really her question. Her question is more like, "Why me? How can this be happening to me? I'm a virgin. I'm not equipped for this. Why me?" We've asked that question too, right? In those times that you finally let your emotions out and cry, you might wonder, "Why me? Why is all of this happening to me? I don't understand it." But one thing to remember here is that Mary was not just laid off from her job. She was not diagnosed with some illness. She didn't have a loved one suddenly die. Instead, she was being called by God. And when God calls us today, quite often our response is like Mary's. "Why me? Can't you find somebody else, God? Can't you find someone else who's more equipped? Someone who's more knowledgeable? Someone who's better suited? I don't know how to do this. So why are you calling me?" We've been there. And that's where Mary was. With everything else going on in her life, she did not need God to call her right then. And if God was set on calling her, then God should come back at a more convenient time. But this was the time. And so the angel comforted Mary with three promises. First, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. Basically, this is not up to you. This is God's doing. Even if you feel like things are out of control, God is still in control. Second, and now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who is said to be barren. In other words, if God can do this miraculous thing in the life of old Elizabeth, who shouldn't be having children either, then God can certainly do miraculous things for you too. And third, for nothing will be impossible with God. You might think you're not prepared enough, or not knowledgeable enough, or not whatever enough. So this might seem impossible to you, but it is still possible with God. And that's what matters. So in the midst of all of the changes that you are going through today, in a life that feels out of your control, in the middle of you being called by God to some scary task, God is still in charge. And God is still bringing you to new life. God is also bringing new life through you for others. Right, this was quite literally the case for Mary. God brought new life through her in the form of Jesus. So God called this scared, unprepared 13-year-old woman to bring Jesus into the lives of others. And when she heard the promise that God was still in charge, and that God could work even through her, then she said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." In other words, it's not about how scared you are. It's about how faithful God is. So yes, today is Christmas Eve. And it's so easy for us to jump to the manger scene and celebrate with the angels and the shepherds. But that scene wouldn't have happened if a young woman didn't let go of her fears and trust God. It wouldn't have happened if she thought God should call someone else. It wouldn't have happened if she didn't say yes. God called Mary, and God is calling you. That's what makes Mary important. It's not that she was different from the rest of us, but rather that she is just like us. And if God can bring Jesus to the world through her, then God can certainly bring Jesus to the world through you too. So come, Jesus, be born in us today. In the name of the one who was born of Mary, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.